Hey there, welcome to another episode of Fans in Motion, the Ultimate Night Ranger podcast. Joining me, like always, my partner in crime, Mr. Bath Salts himself. Is Bath Salts still a thing in
It's not a
Florida?
thing. It hasn't been a thing since like 2020.
That's about where I'm at, in my mind with everything. So what, Dave Nadelman being the guy is introducing. So what are you getting into nowadays? Is it just meth? What?
I'm not getting into meth, Josh. I'm just getting into life and good times.
All right.
I know,
Well,
boring, right?
I just so what happened to bath salts? Just the market dry up?
It just faded away like everything else fades away. Every story fades away in Florida, you know.
Well, interesting. But anyways, welcome to the podcast, everybody out there. This episode, we are announcing what everybody has been bugging me about since October. Femme Fest. So we're going to get some of those details out to you. But first, help me grow the Fans of Motion, branch out and help us grow these pages. So if, listen, the YouTube video that you're watching right now, go click subscribe. All right. Hit subscribe, make me happy. And then we're also trying to grow the Instagram page. We kind of ignored that for a long time. And so listen, go to Instagram, Fans in Motion, click follow, and your life will be complete. So YouTube, subscribe, Instagram, follow. For those that aren't new to all this, the last two episodes we've put out have been the Damon Johnson interview. Damon Johnson of Brother Kane and the stint there for that unreleased third Damn Yankees record that was never released when he joined the band for that. What did you think of that interview there, Dave Nadelman?
I wasn't there, so I mean, it could have been good. It could have been better if I was there, but I
Well,
had some commitments, my friend. I had some
a
commitments.
lot of times when I set these interviews up, part of the large legal contract in it is that we do not
No
want
Dave Nadelman's allowed.
Dave Nadelman in there. So, but yeah, a lot of positive feedback on that. And part three, hopefully next week. I still yet to record it. Me and Damon are trying to work some schedules out and everything, but parts one and two, like I said, they're deep dive, great stories. It's good stuff. So give it a listen. I mean, it's you want to get behind the scenes and how the music business works and how people make it and how sometimes it's just one little stroke of talent and luck that changes the direction that Damon Johnson
And
interviewed.
those are the stories that people are looking for. I mean, that you can hear a regular interview all the time, but
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, that's kind of what we've always been known for on the Fans of Motion podcast is, and that's why people like to come on, is it's not just, hey, tell me about, your hit song and this thing, and then that's it. We want to talk about life and everything that got you there. So if you haven't yet, go check out the Damon Johnson part one and two interview there. FemFest 2, Dave Nadelman.
feels like FinFest 1 was just yesterday.
It does. That's why I had to suddenly woke up and realized, shit, we're at the 6 month mark. So,
Wow.
a couple things starting out. Fans of Motion Fest 1. I mean, the idea started when we did the when Night Ranger did that orchestra show, and a lot of us went to Cleveland for that. And the night before, we all met at the Winking Lizard and just drank beers and had a good time. So that's kind of like where the idea started. And then last year, we had just something put together real quick. I think I only did it 2 months out. October of 25 was basically FemFest 1 in Fort Wayne at the Hilton, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And the night before, Night Rangers happened to be playing Fort Wayne. And then the next night at the Hilton, group of about 80 of us, 90 of us got together and celebrated Night Ranger and had drinks and told stories. We had raffles. I played unreleased tracks from Jack and Brad and Kelly from Solo Records. And I mean, it was just a
Just
great.
people connecting outside of the show atmosphere where you get a few minutes, or we meet, talk for a half hour after the show. We were all kind of gathered for the whole day, which I think was a
So,
good thing.
yeah, I mean, everybody who went to FemFest on Friday night enjoyed it. It was a great time.
And the thing that it was spread over a couple of days, people kind of clicked together and did their things, before the show, or
So
and gathered.
with this, a few things starting out. There's no Night Ranger show attached to this. Okay, so where we did it on a Friday night in Fort Wayne, Night Ranger happened to be in town the night before, and there's no Night Ranger show, attached to this. There's going to be no Night Ranger show anywhere on that weekend. They are blocked off. They're not doing anything that weekend, so there's no Night Ranger show. Like I said, last year we had about 90 people at the Friday night event. With this event, I've decided to keep it. I mean, what I want to say is kind of still intimate, where it was intimate last year with 90 people. I'm going to have 120 people at this event. That's the number I set. It will sell out. And it will be worth it. This will be a ticketed event. So that's different than last year, where last year it was you could just show up and come Friday night. This will be ticketed. So whereas last year, for me to pay for everything, I did like raffles and stuff like that, where people put in money and we raffled off some records and stuff like that. But that took forever. To do all that, this is going to be a ticketed event. So you will have to buy a ticket to get in to the event. And like I said, no Night Ranger show attached. So if that's something that's a deal breaker for you, that's fine. We don't need to know about it. You don't need to put it in the comments and say, I would go, but I want to see Night Ranger. Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm cool with that. I get it. But no one cares if that's your reason. So, all I can say is everybody's going to go to this, is going to have a great time. It's going to be worth it. And the people that came up with excuses on why they didn't want to go, you're going to miss out. So here we go. Did I get a drum roll, Dave Nadelman? Yeah, I can't hear shit, bud.
All right.
The date is Saturday, October 17th, in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Now you might say, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, what the fuck's that? Well, Lawrenceburg, Indiana is basically across the river in the tri-state area, Cincinnati. So basically look at it as Cincinnati, okay? Lawrenceburg, Indiana's got a great historic downtown with lots of stuff going on, and they do have a good-sized casino there that does get national acts. So it's not, just some small little
Middle of
burg.
nowhere, yeah.
Like I said, basically look at it as a suburb of Cincinnati. Like I said, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. If you're going to fly there, you'd be flying into the Cincinnati International Airport, and it's about a 15-minute drive from the airport to Lawrenceburg, Indiana. So you can see even Cincinnati's airport's in Kentucky. You know
Right.
what I mean? So it's like I said, it's a tri-state area. All that stuff kind of meets up. So a 15 minutes away from the airport. Again, the date is Saturday, October 17th, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and the venue is Whiskey City's Liberty Theater. So, Whiskey City's Liberty Theater, just right downtown, a great, nice, beautiful, historic theater. It's not your, like, when I say theater, not your like typical theater where you go see. It's set up for concerts, but it doesn't have the like the arena seating, you know, like the incline and stuff. This would be a flat floor, kind of like, I'm pretty sure Fort Wayne wasn't the Fort. No, the Fort Wayne was what show am I thinking of? Was Fort Wayne? Fort Wayne was flat, right?
Fort Wayne was flat, yes.
Yeah. So it's the same thing, not as big, obviously, but instead of, you know, like they had seats, just, you know, fold out seats. We are going to have tables. And like I said, I'll have enough tables for 120 people. The event will be from 6 p.m. to midnight. So a good 6 hours of official partying. So 6 p.m. to midnight. And it does have a, you know, a concert quality stage. And the first act that we will announce, which we will announce right now, is we will have the Night Ranger tribute band, Sentimental Street, playing. So we've had. I've went and seen the guys. I've posted about them, and I know other Fans of Motion members have gone to shows and posted about them, and they are a great act. They play all the Night Ranger hits, but they also play all, you know, deep cuts. They play Restless Kind live. They did, you know, like, what did they do? This Boy Needs to Rock. And some other stuff like that. They did some Damn Yankee stuff like Runaway and Bad Reputation.
Nice.
Very, very, you know, very good act.
And
They,
this whole theater is just for us, right?
yeah, this is a private event. And like I said, they're going to be handling the ticket sales. You'll be able to get them online. Like I said, it's a concert quality sound stage. And it's, like I said, it's got just like a regular concert hall, a stage. And part of my cost is, you know, I got a lighting and sound guy that from, you know, from the venue that will be, you know, working for the band. And again, I don't know what the schedule would be, but I'm looking at, you know, having different things going on, and then maybe Sentimental Street comes up and plays for an hour, and then, you know, we do an intermission and do things, and, you know, they play for another hour. You know, maybe the first hour and a half while we're there, you know, we do a Q&A with whoever I may have. And then Sentimental Street plays for an hour, then maybe another Q&A and hanging out. And then, you know, Sentimental Street for another hour. And then, you know, then we really start the heavy drinking. They do have a full service bar there. So 24 drafts and liquor and all that good stuff. I am figuring out the food situation. Obviously, you know, eat before you come, but we'll get, you know, some information on, you know, what they will have there. There's restaurants like right across the street. So, you know, I don't know how we'll do that if, you know, you just leave and go get something to eat, or, you know, if order and they bring stuff over. But well, that is to be determined. Okay. There's plenty of hotels around. I am in talks with a couple, hopefully maybe even by when we're recording this Thursday, releasing it Friday. Hopefully maybe we'll even have something in place by the time I release this, to where we will have a room block at a hotel where if you go to their site and make a reservation, enter in a certain code, you get a, you know, a certain small percentage off, but then you're, you know, at the same hotel with all the rest of the Yahoos. Okay. Tickets. The date for them to go on sale is to be determined. I'm still in, you know, figuring things out, you know, stuff like that. So I will let everybody know. probably at least another week. Okay. But you will, I will provide a private link and you will go to that link and be able to purchase the tickets. I don't know how much the tickets are going to be yet. I don't know. If I'm, if I do $85, the venue takes a cut of that as well. So, well, why so high? Well, I got to pay for the venue and the staff and, Sentimental Street. And if I bring guests out, I got to fly them out. I've got to put them up for a couple nights. I got to get them rides. I got to get them per diem. I got to pay an appearance fee and all that stuff. So it's, one, making this a little bit bigger than last year. My goal, I mean, I'm not making money. I just don't want to lose money. All right. So, whatever that, I set that at, that money's going to pay for everything
All the
at the
costs,
event.
yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody that went last year, I mean, we did some cool stuff. Everybody got like a cool, FinFest One concert poster, and we had all access passes and magnets and stuff like that.
On
So, I
top of the
mean,
raffle, so it was like not even, yeah.
this was the stuff everybody got. So, so that's what that's for, is to have a budget to do stuff. So, what I'm announcing now is October 17th, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, 6 p.m. to midnight, Whiskey City's Liberty Theater with Sentimental Street, the premier Night Ranger tribute band. And there will be more announcements. There will be other stuff announced and other things going on. And all I can say is once those 120 tickets are gone, they're gone. And it's one of those things, if hanging out with your Night Ranger brothers and sisters and that just having a good time and rocking at a cool venue with Sentimental Street just playing all your Night Ranger favorites and deep cuts and stuff like that. And I'm going to do stuff with, with them. Like, I'm going to say, hey, why don't we do a contest where, what song would you like to hear? What deep cut would you like to hear off Big Life? What deep cut would you like to play off, hear off of Man in Motion? And maybe they learn I Know Tonight and they learn Halfway to the Sun. So, something like that. So, I mean, we're going to have fun with it, but I guess what I'm saying is if this isn't enough for you to buy a ticket and it sells out, and then I announce, hey, guess who else is showing up? There's no tickets, eh? You know what? You should have, seeing me and Dave Nadelman in Sentimental Street should have been enough, buddy.
More than enough.
And like I said, this is just a thing to have fun. And I would just say right now, if meeting your fellow Fans of Motion members and rocking out with a good tribute band playing all your favorite Night Ranger
In
stuff
a private events,
in a
in a
private
private.
event doesn't sound like fun to you, then why the hell are you still listening, man? It's a good time, and I just I you know. If you enjoyed last year, you're going to enjoy this year. I don't have any qualms about it.
Because
It's
as
one of
much fun as we had at the show last year, I mean, it was just as much fun the next night, with just gathering, at least I thought it was.
I mean,
And
everybody
everybody
did it.
seemed to.
And so, like, listen, if your thing's a Night Ranger show and this is secondary, well, then that's fine. That's fine. I'm totally cool with that. Just don't come. All right. Yeah, it's going to be a great event. That's all I'm going to say. So there you go. It's going to sell out. I guarantee it. I
Guarantee.
guarantee fucking tee it. So, yeah, come out and just have fun. I mean, listen.
If Dave Nadelman's going from Florida to there, then what else is there to ask?
And like, listen, if it's not the right date for you, I apologize. No matter what date I pick, there's always going to be people that can't make certain dates.
Right.
Sorry. If the location's not good for you, again, if you're in like fucking, out in the middle of nowhere in fucking Utah, blame your ancestors for fucking hiking out there and putting their fucking homestead out there. I can't control that.
You just pissed off all the Utah fans. You know that,
You know
right?
what? Utah's the most beautiful state in the world. But listen, you're all out in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, I mean, I did the best I can. I got to find a venue that works. I got to find a venue that has an open date on a Saturday that's not going to make what we're doing, non-feasible money-wise. I got to find a city that has a good airport. I mean, Cincinnati's an international airport, and most every place flies into it. So anyways, more details to come. The event's Saturday night. Do we do a small meetup on Friday? I don't know. There's a casino there. Well, it's something maybe we just y'all arrange on your own. Hey, let's all meet at the casino Friday night. Don't lose all your money because we're gonna have some cool, unique stuff at the Fem Fest too, that you people can get.
Stay another day, go on to the casino on Sunday after you spent your money, or you know.
Well, there you go. You'd be like, hey, I only got $10 to get home. I need to fucking go put my
I
ten
need
bucks
I
down on fucking
yep.
red. But yeah, so more details to come about the hotel, more details to come about maybe something Friday night. But and then like I said, I'll be making more announcements down the road of who or what may be joining us for this event. So what did I miss there, Dave Nadelman?
Well, it's the first one. It's the first conversation about it. So I think we're covered.
All right, so there you go. Start marking your calendar off for October 17th and be there or be
Somewhere else.
square. All right, listen, go to the Facebook page, click join, and go to the YouTube page right here. Give us a thumbs up, click subscribe, go to Instagram, click follow as well. All right, Dave. Are you excited?
I'm ready. I already booked my
All
ticket. Well, I didn't
right,
book my ticket yet, but
all right. Well, you might see me, Dave, when's the last time you Jell-O wrestled? Thursday? Last Thursday?
Thursday of
All right.
I you know
Well,
what? Right before the Night Rangers show in Fort Myers is when I
all
did
right.
it.
So keep those chops up because that might be one of the events I use to get those final tickets sold. So, all right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon and I'll see you guys all on October 17th. Later.
Later.